B-Pod Studios.
Is everybody ready? Oh, we've been waiting for this. Our weekly visit with Mr. Everything, the Sultan of Scribe himself, Bob Ryan, is on the air. A man who supposedly got into BC on his own. What kind of a scholarship did he have there? I think it was a woman's water polo scholarship. Is that correct?
Completely legitimate.
Yeah, something like that. And the Bob Ryan Report's brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
No, it was a Frisbee scholarship.
Ah, well, you were ahead of your time, Bob.
Way ahead of your time. Okay, so, hey, listen, let's start. Could we start with the Patriots? Because a lot has happened in football this week.
A lot of money being thrown around. But none of it, very little of it, in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. And surprise.
We were just talking that, like, this is like everybody's surprised every year. We come off a Super Bowl win, and we don't pay anybody, and everybody's surprised, but somehow Bill Belichick makes it work.
He does. We, In Bill We Trust has been our motto here for going on 20 years, and once again, we're going to have to rely on that. We're watching people go away. Last year, they lost three guys, including Nate Solder, who became the highest-paid offensive lineman in the league. This year, Trey Flowers was the best available pass rusher, and he got, I think most people in the business feel, vastly overpaid to go to Detroit. And on and on. The Patriots do not operate that way. So that's that. Now, you're right. People should not be surprised.
Yeah.
Buck, 2 years in a row, the blindside protector for Tom Brady, gone.
Right. Well, now the next year it's going to be a rookie that didn't play a second last year. That's supposedly the plan. I don't know what the plan is for Flowers, but, we'll see. But, and then meanwhile they need a receiver. I think we can definitely very easily say that. I would love to get Golden Tate. That would be the one I would. But I'm reading in the Globe this morning, one of the apparent stumbling blocks to getting a receiver is the refusal to pay anybody more than Edelman, and that it was somehow he would be offended or something. I can't quite buy that. I think he's a bit more. I think a little more highly of him than that.
Hey, Bob, what did you think of Gronk's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, yesterday saying that Gronk still hasn't made up his mind about retirement?
Well, it's evident that Gronk, who is obviously has to think about it, his leverage is retirement. His only leverage with the Patriots is the threat of retirement.
Yeah.
If they're going to try to stick him with and from their point of view, this one I understand. He does need incentives. I mean, he's so fragile right now, and the body is so beaten up. So from their point of view, it would have to be an incentive-laden contract. Naturally, he wants to get as much guaranteed as possible. That's going to be a very interesting one to watch. But I think what you're going to I will be surprised, as will many, if they do not draft a tight end in the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, can we talk Celtics real quick, Bob? Because if you told me last week that they're going to go 3-1 on that West Coast swing, I thought you'd be crazy.
It would have been great, and it is very good, but the disturbing nature of the loss with giving up 140 points, the most that Brad Stevens has given up a team, was a little disturbing. But maybe we'll give them a mulligan, a one bad night. They need to tighten up the defense. But there were a lot of good things that came out of that trip. They're banged up a little bit for this game tonight. A couple people may not play. Smart may not play. Tice may not play. Tatum had to miss out the last game. That's where we are at this point in the season. These things happen. But basically, I feel better about them than I did a week ago, yes.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay. And we'll worry about, Hank is really worried about the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, they've lost seven in a row. And the thing is, last year that Alex Cora hung his hat on what a great spring training they had. And remember, we got off to a 17-2 start. And it is spring training. It doesn't count, but I'd like to see them win a game sooner rather than later. I think that would be nice just for the feeling.
Yeah,
it's not crucial,
just so you know what it's
seven
like,
in a row is a bit excessive. No, let's win a game.
Okay, anything else we should cover? I think we've covered it.
I think we're in pretty good shape. The Bruins had that wonderful run, and then a little reality set in, and they've given up 11 goals the last two games. I know that's not going to last. It was inevitable that they would come back down to earth a little bit, but still it's been a wonderful season for them. Now Krug's hurt. That's not good at all. He's really important, but I still feel good about them. We don't want them to be forgotten.
Gotcha. How about a little shame?
Okay, we've got the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Loop Against Mitch Album. Be out later this afternoon, very day. I'll be on the Sports Reporters. I'll be on Around the Horn next Tuesday. So you circle your calendar now. Don't make any plans for 5 o'clock next Tuesday.
I'm not writing all over my phone, Bob.
Right,
and a shout out. shout out to Gino and Wally at the Snug in Hingham.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Excellent.
Love that place.
Excellent. Okay. Have yourself a great day. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.